And where is she from? Is she from around here?
Fort Valley.
Fort Valley?
George Peach County.
Okay, well, that's all we need then on the general information. So I'll just go ahead with the questions then.
Okay.
Should, I hope, be clear as I go. Hopefully, I gotta switch.
I'm gonna try to write these down, you know.
Okay, just go right ahead.
Alright, what do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4?
Afternoon.
Okay, fine. What would you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say something like the condemned man will be shot at.
When the sunlight first coming up?
Yes.
I've always called it sunrise.
Okay, fine. What about when the sun disappears in the late afternoon?
Sundown.
Okay, fine. Now, how would you say the time my watch is set at here?
Now?
Mm-hmm.
It's...
Well, I just said it there because I want to see how you say that particular time. That's not set right.
That's 12:46.
Okay. And would there be another way of that you could read
say,
that?
Yes, you could say it was 14 minutes to 1.
Uh-huh. Well, it really should be right on 15.
Yeah.
Now, would you say that in another way?
Well, it's 15 minutes to 1, or it's 12:45.
Okay. Fine.
I always go behind it, not ahead of it.
Oh, all right. Okay. Now, if there's been a storm and the rain stops, the clouds disappear, and the sun comes out, we say that the weather is what?
After the rain's over and the sun comes out,
mm-hmm.
It's clearing up.
Okay, fine. Now, what would you call a very heavy rain that doesn't last very long?
Well, it's a downpour.
Okay, good. What would you call a shelf over a fireplace?
Now.
Okay, fine. And what do you call those things that hold the logs in the fireplace?
We call them andirons.
Okay. Now, what would you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start the fire?
Well, down here, we have probably a different name for them. Mm-hmm. We call them fat splinters to build a fire.
Oh, uh-huh.
And a lot of people may have some other name for them, but we pick out the wood with a lot of pitch in it.
Uh-huh.
We used to, when we had fireplace, we always got them all sealed up. Now, just stick them under, stick a match, and it's gone.
Oh, okay. Those are the particularly rich pieces of wood that you use. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you call a small room for hanging clothes?
Closet.
Okay.
Clothes closet.
All right. What do you call the horizontal overlapping boards on the outside of a house?
Weatherboard.
Yeah. All right. What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
Well, they used to call it piazza, but we always call it a porch.
Okay. Fine. What would you call a small porch with no roof on it? Or would you have a special...
That's a sun porch.
Sun porch?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you call a small place where cows are enclosed before milking?
Well, down here in this part of the country, we call it a cow lot.
Okay.
But out yonder in the west, they call it a cow. But you know what I'm trying to say, the word.
Corral?
Corral, yeah.
Okay. What would you call a wall or fence made of rocks or stones? Do you have a particular name for that?
Well, we haven't any down here made of rocks or stone. But I understand they're having them where they got plenty of rocks and stones to build them out of.
Mm-hmm.
And they call them stone fence or rock fences.
Okay. do you know of any various kinds of wood fences?
Well, sure.
Okay, you just name
some? Well, we have what they call